Passover begins at sundown, the Jewish celebration of the Jews' safe passage from Egypt, a holiday celebrating freedom.
We talked with Here Now's resident chef Kathy Guntz last year as she busied about in her main kitchen preparing for Passover. And we asked her to put aside the gefilte fish for a minute and talk to us.
No, the chicken soup is bubbling beautifully. The fat's rising to the surface. I can smell the dill and the carrots. I love this holiday so much. It's a cook's dream come true because there's ritual, there's tradition, but there is a little room for new interpretation.
Okay, well, aside from gefilte fish, or perhaps in addition to gefilte fish, what are the foods that you love about Passover?
I pretty much love it all, although I'm not a huge fan of gefilte fish. But Passover or Pesach means passing over or protection, and it symbolizes the migration of the Hebrew slaves that were led by Moses from Egypt after years of slavery. But for me, it's a celebration of spring, it's storytelling, it's ritual, it's family and friends around the table, and it's cooking, all my favorite things. You start with matzah, the unleavened flatbread, which is made from flour and water. The story goes that Israelites fled into the desert with no time for the bread to rise. Therefore, we do not eat anything leavened during the Passover holiday. Mm-hmm. And matzah being a flatbread, which some people say is like cardboard, I happen to love it, is a big part of the Passover Seder and the ritual. And you can eat it with everything, and you eat it as a substitute for bread all week long.
Okay, so what about dishes? Because, of course, we're going to have your recipes at hereandnow.org, and we're going to try to beat sundown for people to make them. But what are some of the dishes that you like?
Well, so another traditional dish is called haroset, which is a traditional part of the Seder plate. It's a paste-like mixture, and it's traditionally made with apples and nuts and spices, and then you add kosher wine. And this also is everything's a symbol. Nothing's just there because it tastes good. Haroset is a symbol of mortar or the clay used to make bricks by the Israelites. So I like to mix it up. This year, mine is made with cinnamon, which is also a symbol of the straw that the Hebrews use. But I use toasted pistachio, dried apricot, dates, apples, and spices. Mm. And it is delicious. You toast the nuts. You chop everything up. Mine's more like a chopped salad. Some people put it into a blender or a Cuisinart and make it more like a paste, but that's not the way we do it here.
Well, how far can you stray from tradition, really, with Passover, which is all about tradition? Is there really much leeway for a cook to try to mix it up?
There is. You can change the spices. You can certainly change what your main course is. Some Jews don't eat lamb on Passover. I do happen to cook a leg of lamb. A lot of people make brisket. That's very traditional. But chicken soup, everybody makes. And my mother-in-law, Nancy Rudolph, taught me how to make the best, which is two chickens in a pot with lots of fresh vegetables and only enough water to just cover the chicken. This is key. Most people add too much water and it dilutes the soup a bit, and then you can make matzo balls. You can follow the directions on the box, but I'll give you a quick tip. Mm-hmm. I always add seltzer, bubbly seltzer, carbonated water instead of water, because it makes the matzo balls a little bit lighter, and that's the goal. Every Jewish table, every Jewish mother says, my matzo balls are the lightest, and then the next person says, no, mine, and I always strive to make very light, delicious matzo balls.
Okay, so bring us to the grand finale, the dessert.
Well, the important thing is that you can't use any leavening and you don't use flour. So we'd make a flourless chocolate cake. A lot of people love that. But every year I love to make a pavlova or a meringue cake where you whip egg whites with a little bit of sugar and vanilla. And you can add potato starch instead of corn starch because many people feel that corn is not allowed during Passover. And you make these two beautiful white cakes and you layer them with vanilla-scented whipped cream, fresh strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, and it's this beautiful spring dessert to cap off a really beautiful ritual Seder.
Sounds wonderful. We hear, you know, Passover is like Thanksgiving, although I understand you have no marshmallow casseroles, Kathy, on that
Thank God.
There are some traditions that make sense and some that don't.
I don't. Let's see if that one stands the test of hundreds of years.
Yeah. Well, just one last thought from you, Kathy, about what we can put on the kosher Passover table.
Oh, boy, there are so many different ideas. I know people that are making just wonderful Middle Eastern dishes. They make a tabbouleh or they make roasted eggplant dish. There is a lot of leeway with how you go. The thing that's really tough about the Seder is it takes a long time till you eat. As a kid, I remember we waited and waited and waited. And when my kids were growing up, they're like, can we eat now? Can we eat now?
And the then answer you gave was them always, the gefilte fish and they went back to their room.
They ran from the table screaming and crying.
Well, Kathy Gunst, we wish you and your family a happy Passover. And thank you for making everyone else's a little bit happier, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Passover to all who celebrate.